This is the New England Patriots Roster Report podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, December 20th, 2013, here at Gillette Stadium for another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast as the Patriots get ready to head to Baltimore this weekend for a late Sunday afternoon rivalry game with the Ravens. Rematch.
Andy, better be prepared for weather delays.
Yes. Not snow. Not snow, mind you.
Lightning.
Lightning.
Possibilities.
See, Mother Nature has a problem. Temperatures are too warm, causes thunderstorms, could be an issue.
Evidently, they're talking about the possibilities of a severe thunderstorm Sunday afternoon in Baltimore and potentially could give the Ravens their fourth game to suffer a delay in the last calendar year. So go back to the Super Bowl, and they've already had two others this year. So that would be quite a coincidence to have one team suffer through four delays over the span of, what, 16 games. Hopefully that won't happen because we got the benefit of not having to play the game at 8:30. I don't want to end up having them get back as if they had played at 8:30.
The one thing it would do, add a little extra layer of entertainment or intrigue to what should be a very interesting game based upon the way these teams have played in recent years. This has become quite a nice little, almost Colts-esque early 2000s rivalry where they're playing games that are deciding where they play in the postseason or who goes to a Super Bowl and things of that nature. They're also playing close games this season, so look for a dogfight Sunday afternoon with a little lightning, according to weatherman Paul Perillo and his AccuWeather radar. One player did not practice this week for the Patriots. Rookie receiver Josh Boyce with an ankle injury. He did not finish last week's game in Miami as the only healthy rookie receiver that day. He has been declared out for this game. The good news is a couple other rookie receivers, named Kembrell Tompkins and Aaron Dobson, have been limited in practice all week and are questionable for the trip to Baltimore. Other players who are questionable this week, limited participation all week, Kyle Arrington with the groin, Alfonso Dennard, knee, shoulder, limited all week, questionable. Dane Fletcher, groin, limited all week, questionable. Nate Solder, with the second concussion in as many weeks, did not practice on Wednesday, returned on a limited basis on Thursday and Friday, is questionable. Let's stop there, Paul Perillo. 2 weeks in a row, concussed. 2 weeks on the same timeline of practice, where miss a day, practice.
Concern.
Does that mean he's going to play? And if he does play, that word you just used, concern, do you have any?
Yeah, I have a lot. And there's no question, you get two in that close of proximity. I wouldn't be surprised if he was not able to go. Last week, if we recall on the pregame social, we spent a lot of time sort of analyzing what the people with our reports were from, what Eric was telling us about, how much that Nate went through pregame with all of the medical staff, doctors, trainers, coaches, strength coaches, seemed to be a lot of attention paid to getting him prepared to play in that game, and then ultimately he wasn't able to make it through the whole way. I wouldn't be surprised if he wasn't able to go this week. We talked a little bit to Logan Mankins in the locker room about the potential for him to play full-time at left tackle the way he did in the fourth quarter last week. Definitely something to keep an eye on and something to be concerned about.
Now, are you concerned or do you have an input as to what you think would be the best lineup should Nate Solder either A, not play, or B, leave the game?
Yeah, I thought it was a little strange that Mankins made the switch out to left tackle. I thought Svitek and Cannon were better suited for it, but evidently Belichick believes that Mankins is the best available player.
And for the most important position.
Yeah, and for the most important spot. So that's what he's gone with. But to me, throwing Josh, even if you put Svitek at guard instead of Josh Klein, because we saw Svitek play plenty of guard in the preseason, I'm sure he could handle that spot. I thought Klein was a little overwhelmed when he went in the game. Now, to his credit, I thought he held up reasonably well the last drive when they were desperation mode trying to get down the field. I wouldn't be surprised to see Svitek play this week in some spot, it's guard or tackle.
Does anything change because of a guy like Haloti Ngata being in the middle of that defense and maybe putting even more pressure on the interior? Do you want either Mankins or Svitek, a little more veteran experience, whatever it may be? Does that change Ngata-related?
It might, and you have to look at it and say, would you rather have Mankins inside on Ngata? and then let Svitek try to take his chances with Suggs. Normally, I would say I would do that because I think Brady tends to handle the outside edge rush very well. But Suggs is a guy who's been able to get around Brady a little bit in his career. He seems to – he has a knack for the strip sack, you know, just reaching out. Maybe not necessarily getting to Brady, but getting his hand on the ball.
He also hates Brady.
And he hates Brady, no question about that.
The good news is the guys you're talking about, other places at the tackle position on the offensive line, both Marcus Cannon and Will Svitek, despite having ankle injuries, both of them were limited all week and are probable. So it looks like they're both good to go health-wise.
Yeah.
Which hasn't been a definitive in recent weeks. So the other guys that were questionable, we'll finish up that list. Brandon Spikes, knee, limited all week, questionable. And then you move on to the probables. Danny Amendola with the groin was limited all week. Tom Brady was limited Wednesday, Thursday, full participation on Friday with that right shoulder. He is probable. I will say I did notice him icing, and I haven't caught that recently. So, you know, as the season wears long, looks like it's wearing down as he's about to set a career high for attempts. Getting a little sore in the old right shoulder there. So he had to miss a couple days this week. Why are you looking at me like that?
Why'd you say it like that?
I don't know. Like an old guy voice. Getting worn down. Steve Gregory, finger, limited all week, probable. Michael, Manawanui, knee, limited, probable. Need him out there to make some of those spectacular catches as he did last week in the red zone. And then Aqib Talib, who is dealing with that hip injury, limited, probable. Flipping it real quick to the Ravens side, Asa Jackson, doubtful. Four guys questionable, including Joe Flacco, who was limited all week and is expected to wear a knee brace on. I'm sure people saw he took the hit last week and it didn't look pretty and he kind of needed help to get up. But Bill Belichick said he expects nothing but Flacco's best. He's a competitor and expects to see him out there at his best. Ray Rice is also questionable, limited participation on Thursday after missing on Wednesday. Dallas Clark and Brendan Trawick. A safety has an ankle, both probable. Paul Perillo, do you think injuries will be an issue in this game? Will it affect the outcome of this game? Will we be saying either Aqib Talib or the tackle situation or the receiver situation, the young guys? Will we say
or
injuries
are
or Joe Flacco on the other side of the football? Will we be talking injuries?
I think the Flacco injury has a chance to be something we're talking about next Monday.
I do too. And I think the Patriots need to take advantage of it. He's a guy that is more mobile than people give him credit for. It'll be interesting to see how he deals with wearing a knee brace and having a knee injury. And I think that offensive line is terrible. They need to get some pressure. And, you know, I've been talking a lot about Chandler Jones and Rob Ninkovich. It'd be nice to see Chris Jones get back into the mix and get some pressure up the middle.
He provided a lift there, you know, in that middle part of the season. He's clearly wearing down a little bit. Yeah. And a little bit helps. I do think that Flacco injury, we talked about it on PFW in Progress. I think that has a chance. That line for Baltimore is suspect at best, and I think a lot of times he buys a little extra time. He's not a fast guy, but he's pretty mobile in the pocket.
Indeed. To wrap and recap, Josh Boyce out with an ankle injury. Rookie receivers Dobson and Tompkins, both questionable, look like they're on track for a return. And Nate Solder on a similar track as last week. Missed Wednesday, limited the rest of the week, questionable for the game. Patriots-Ravens, Sunday, 4:25. AFC Championship game rematch. Final game before, as the music says, Christmas will be here. And as Tom Brady was singing in the locker room, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Talk to you next Friday on another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast.
This has been the New England Patriots Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team, only on Patriots.com.